With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Several new state laws will take effect today. Proponents say one new law will save the state money by taking the state option to lift a 1996 federal ban on temporary assistance for needy families. The bill, which is now law, lifts the lifetime ban on TANF for those convicted of a felony for possession of a controlled substance. Sioux Falls Democratic State Senator Reynold Nesiba is the prime sponsor of the bill. He says the law will save the state money by decreasing recidivism.
We're going to be able to allow families to be reunited, whether it's moms or dads coming out of our criminal justice system, being able to be with their families and giving them a short, time-limited assistance that requires work to help get them to be productive citizens, to take care of their families, and to stay out of our criminal justice system.
According to a legislative document, about 9 individuals a month are denied or removed from the TANF rolls due to a controlled substance-related felony conviction. Avera eCare is receiving more than $800,000 in federal funding to enhance emergency telehealth services. The additional equipment will give rural hospitals much-needed support in caring for COVID-19 patients. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Dr. Brian Scow oversees emergency virtual care for more than 100 sites as the medical director for Avera eCare. He says the federal money will support additional equipment in up to 60 hospitals throughout South Dakota and the Midwest.
Video conferencing cameras, microphones, high-definition monitors. We have an easy button that's on the wall that bedside providers can push to get immediate access to emergency medicine physician and nurses.
Those providers can guide rural physicians through procedures like intubation and ventilation management. Dr. Scow says COVID-19 complicates otherwise common procedures like putting a breathing tube in a patient's windpipe.
On a COVID patient, we're seeing a lot more secretions, a lot more swelling. This makes the procedure a lot more difficult.
But thanks to this additional funding, Avera eCare physicians can support doctors in rural emergency departments many miles away through the telehealth service.
So when a bedside provider is looking at a 5-inch screen, looking for the vocal cords to put the tube in the right place, we can see it in 50 inches of high definition. And these are truly life-saving procedures.
The telehealth system can also provide support if rural facilities become overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases. Dr. Scow says the new equipment should be available to facilities in a couple months. Avera is the first site in South Dakota to receive these funds, which are part of the $157 million in federal dollars authorized for pandemic response efforts by the CARES Act. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
State health officials report 62 new COVID-19 cases and 2 new deaths. The latest deaths were residents from Buffalo and Minnehaha counties. This brings the statewide total of positive cases to 6,826. 93 people have died from the disease. Minnehaha County reports the largest amount of newly identified cases with 17. 21 other counties report smaller increases. There are 800 active COVID-19 cases in the state with 65 people currently hospitalized. 5,933 people have recovered from the disease. The State Department of Health is giving more than $500,000 in grants to cities, counties, and tribes to prevent cases of West Nile virus. Bill Chalcraft directs the State Office of Public Health Preparedness and Response. He says the virus is the principal cause of mosquito-borne disease in South Dakota.
Well, unfortunately, we are one of the leading sites for West Nile virus on a per capita basis. So we have more infections than virtually every other state. Unfortunately, our environment is well suited to the type of mosquito that frequently carries and transmits West Nile virus.
Chalcraft says the allotment of funds were based on population and history of West Nile cases for 2019. Grants range from $500 to $20,000. The cities of Aberdeen, Rapid City, and Sioux Falls, as well as Pennington County, received the full amount possible. The state has reported 2,612 West Nile cases and 46 deaths since 2001.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.